Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're answering your top sex and relationship questions. Are you having difficulties with online dating? Could your sex stand to be a little bit dirtier? And how do you share your deepest sex desires with a new partner? We're tackling all this and more, so stay tuned. Okay, everybody, I know I've been talking to you about the Sibian, and it's time for my weekly Sibian update. So we've been having a nice ride, so to speak, over the last 3 months that I've had it. It's been a good time. And I have to say that I've experienced things I didn't know possible to feel in my own body. And you know me, I've tried everything. But even after 10 years of trying toys and products, as it is my job, which I love, I'm grateful for the Sibian for two reasons. Number one, I've been able to stretch my ability for pleasure both alone and with a partner. And number two, I get to tell you about something that will 100% for sure push the needle in your sex life and your sexual satisfaction, whether you're single or in a relationship, because it just bottom line changes your sex life. It just does. It's a full-on sexual experience. And it's really, like, Sibian is truly the only sex product that has this design. It's like a unique mountable design, and it simulates the feeling of like riding a partner during cowgirl position. And then the cool thing about Sibian is that each woman who rides it, who gets one, has the ability and the power to customize her own experience every time she uses it. So she can try different things, move in different ways, just like she would during sex. It also comes with different attachments. There's insertable ones, finger-shaped ones, clitoral toys. They're all cool. They're amazing. And women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, I know there's a lot of you out there, you email me about it, the Sibian could be the secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. Because if you ride the Sibian a lot, your body will become trained to orgasm in that way, and then you transfer that to when you're having sex with your partner. And then here is a testimonial from a happy Sibian user. So this is from a guy about his wife. Having been with her before and after using the Sibian, you can't even compare the two. We had such a healthy sex life, and now it's gone to incredible heights. It's made sex more enjoyable now because of the way my body responds. So that's from Rick and Shannon. And from this one, I'm no prude, but my husband and I have an average sex life, 3 to 4 times a week, mainly missionary or me and top. I would rarely orgasm. Sex was just me taking care of him. I'd always want to try a vibrator, but was too shy to tell him, so I teased him a bit and then told him. He was thrilled. We went out and ordered one. When it arrived, he made me come 4 times the first time I use it. This is a whole new world, so thanks, Frankie. Okay, to hear what other happy customers have to say about their sex life-changing Sibians, or to order yours, go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Use code Emily75 and get $75 off your first order. Check it out. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, read our blogs. We update every day. Videos, toys, products. It's a good time there at Sex with Emily. And also sign up for our mailing list. Please do that because we've got lots of exciting news to tell you all the time. And people like our emails. We give good email. And we don't spam you. It's a good time. So check it out. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and happy holidays. And I'm here with Madison. Producer Madison is hanging out with me today.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Good to be with you. Holidays are coming up.
Yes. Yes, they are. Very quickly. Very quickly.
I know. How did that happen?
I have no idea. Last time I checked, it was summer. And
we were just sweating our asses off in July in the office. Like, I don't know what happened.
We were just sweating our asses off in November in the office.
That's true. It's been crazy. You're right. It's finally cold here. It was like 59 degrees. I'm like, I was going to call like state of emergency.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I wore socks to bed last night.
I know. It was crazy. I'm like, glorious. Wait, layers? I don't get it. So it is the holidays, and I just wanted to give a shout out to all of you and say happy holidays, whether you're in a relationship or alone. Sometimes it can be... It can be trying for people. The holidays brings up a lot of emotions. People in relationships, sometimes it can be a trying time because at the end of the day, we all just want to like have the, you know, we have time off of work and we want to be able to, you know, spend time with our partners and our families. But yet you get so caught up with the stress and the shopping and the everything you're supposed to be doing that it almost can feel like a second job.
It is, especially just, when you have to split between different families.
Two families.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's so stressful. And then when you throw in like a lot of families, you know, children of divorce, you've got sometimes like four different families
exactly.
you have to hit over the holidays. That is stressful in itself. I'd be like, I'm just staying home.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm out. Peace out, yeah. Christmas. Sorry, Santa. So I just want to give everyone a reminder that this is a holiday and it's for you and you should be choosing to do the things that you want to do and taking care of yourself. You know, if you want to reconnect with your partner, like a quick massage. People think, oh, I got to get a massage table and a whole thing. Like, just kind of take time to spend time in your, you know, give just 10 minutes. It's a huge stress reliever. Stress is a big killer of your sex drive. And over the holidays, it can just be spiked up to crazy levels. So just, you know, take time to connect. And if you are alone and you don't have a partner, you know, make sure that you make plans with your friends. It's a great time to catch up with friends and people you love. And really, like, the trending tad Friendsgiving, you know?
Oh,
friends,
yeah.
Like, it makes sense. Like, these days, we all move, a lot of us move away from our families, and we create our own families in different cities. So your friends are your family. So just take care of yourself, and happy holidays, everyone. I love you.
Yes, please do.
And so, yeah, we're going to be talking about some emails. We got some emails today, so thanks, everyone, for emailing us. We got some sex in the news.
Yes.
And we can get into that.
Yeah, let's jump right into it.
Okay. A California woman claims she was duped into renting a mansion for porn films. Okay, so this woman, the owner of a California mansion, alleges that she was duped into renting out the property via Airbnb to a firm that produces hardcore gay promo films. Left the 1920s property awash in enema kits, various sexual devices, and assorted bodily fluids, according to the lawsuit. This is gruesome just to read this, okay? I read it. I was like, ugh, I want to move after this, right?
Yeah.
Like, you'll think, like, someone's murdered you in your home, you want to move. Like, this feels like her house was murdered. Listen to this.
Crime scene.
It's 80 miles northwest of Los Angeles, Ojai, which is actually a really lovely town.
Like, very spas, peaceful.
So peaceful, so tranquil. A group of friends. So she was told that a group of friends would stay at the home. It's $1,000 a night for a quick summer vacation. And in the November 19 court complaint, she alleges that Anna, the purported renter, was actually Andre Trevis, the gay porn actor, director, writer, known professionally as Michael Lucas. And she charges that she gave the keys to the property to him, who poses Anna's brother-in-law. They really had a whole thing going here.
Yeah.
And said that Anna's was still en route. And she says the lawsuit is for fraud, negligence, and trespassing, but check this out. She claims that enema kits were found throughout the house, on the floors and the beds, in nightstand drawers, and in the trash. Various sexual devices were found in the beds and the trash. Linens were stained brown.
Yeah.
The hot tub water was brownish in color. And then it alleges there was urine, semen, fecal matter was found in the linens, carpets, upholstery. You guys can turn off the show because I am.
Everywhere.
Walls, the ceiling, and in the hot tub. So pornographic images and films made of this property will damage its reputation and image. And then she resorted to the black light. You know the black light?
Oh, no.
She resorted to the black light that you put to see, like, where, so the presence of bodily fluids throughout the property, according to the complaint, has replaced soiled linens and all that stuff. Like, you could see how much, like, cum was everywhere at the end of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope she – first of all, why wouldn't they clean it up?
I mean – I just recently stayed in an Airbnb. Like, I had a whole house full of friends, like 8 people. We went to this Airbnb, and it was like a drill. Like, this is not like, go, go, go. Everyone get your linens. Everyone clean up.
Yeah.
Empty the dishwasher. Like, they have like a full list of things that you have to accomplish before you leave, or you don't get your deposit back.
Right.
And to 4, like, you know, 8, like, post-grad students were like, we got to get our deposit back. But I guess these guys were just like, screw it. Like,
I know, but really, like, it's just disrespectful. I mean, maybe people important, we really, like, enemas. I feel bad for this woman. So
they give porn producers a bad name, honestly. Like, not all porn sets are bad.
Doesn't everyone just throw away your condoms? That's just what you do. You bury it in the trash. Anyway, I feel bad for her. And that might be the last time she rents out her place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's funny. She's like, it's going to damage the reputation of my home.
I'd want an exorcism to burn some sage or something.
Burn some sage. You'll be fine, honey. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Facebook announces new tools to help users avoid exes after breakup. I found this entertaining because it's not that thorough, okay? But I like that they're thinking about us, right? Facebook is going to help you move on. They're going to be like your new BFF. On Thursday, November 19th, the social media platform announced new tools to help users avoid their exes after breakup. Starting today, they're testing tools to help people manage how they interact with their former partners on Facebook after a relationship has ended. When people change their status, relationship status, to indicate they are no longer in a relationship, they'll be prompted to try these tools. The new features include numerous options, such as not seeing an ex's updates without having to unfriend or block that person, and also will not suggest the name when tagging or starting. You might want to tag Bob. No, I broke up with that asshole. Another tool also lets users limit the photos, videos, and status updates that a former partner can see. Worried about what you post in the past? Have no fear. Facebook will also let users edit who can see their posts with a former partner and untag themselves from those posts. They were tested on mobile devices, and they were trying to get user feedback. Now, here's my question about this. First of all, can't you do that anyway? You could easily not block people, but have just choose what friends see.
I think so, but you'd have to go. I mean, it would be like an intricate thing. Like every time that you posted, every time someone tagged you in something, you'd have to be like, oh, hold on, let me choose who can't see this. It's like, I think it'd be kind of cool if you could just set a certain person, like you go to this person's page and you're like, hey, like I only, for instance, me, I only want my mom to see certain things that I post. No, I mean, my mom and I have no secrets.
Parents?
But she always comments, oh no, I'm not friends with my boyfriend's parents. I'm friends with my boyfriend's sister.
Oh, she tells them everything.
And honestly,
Madison's been trying to hide that she works here for years.
I mean, they know now, but like they don't know the extent of it. Like I look at some of the stuff, you know, when you like look at your, you probably don't because the jig is up for you. But I like look at my profile and I'm like, trying to see it from like another person's perspective. Like what would someone else think of me if they looked at this? Not good.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, but then if you dig into it, we're helping people have better sex. But when it's like, you know, Madison's attending the anal sex workshop, well, that could be a little, you
it's
know.
It's not only that. I have like a really weird sense of humor. Yeah. If anyone wants to follow me on Facebook, I post some like everything. It's just like curse words and like ridiculous.
Yeah. What's your Facebook and Twitter?
It's just Madison Price. I have two. I have a work one and then I have a normal one. But it's the picture of me because I had to do a work one for our Facebook.
Yeah. They like to shut us down on Facebook.
Currently, the profile picture is of me in a full-sized bag. I'm in like an American style bag at Macy's. So that is my profile picture.
Check
look
that
for
out.
That.
And also a sex with, like our Facebook page on Sex with Emily. People like it. But I mean, but this is, feels weird. They're trying to, like, why? Like, what is that? Like, they're like, sound, they're going to send us a thing of Ben and Jerry's and flowers too to make us get over the breakup.
Gosh, I hope so. You know what they could do to make me stop hurting inside? Is stop doing the on this day memory feature. Can I tell you how many like just days have been ruined by like on this day 3 years ago you were in college having like this and this
I know.
And I'm like damn it.
Like my only worry then was like waking up at 2 for finals.
Or it'd be like pictures of like friends that you're not friends with anymore and you're just like
yeah, let's have them limit that. Yeah. And let's have them limit the news feed.
Oh yeah, I
can
use
that. I don't
want
to see any of that. And you know, whatever, Facebook.
That matter,
but
just stop showing
trying.
Me stuff, Facebook. Gosh.
I don't want to see all that and all the ads, suggested posts, and all the elite daily stuff, which I just think is disruptive. You should read our blogs instead.
Yes.
Okay, well, so we can get into some emails.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, so thanks everyone for emailing us, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And you know what I love? I love that you're all really paying attention and that you are sending us your name. You're including your name, how old you are, and where you live, and how you listen.
Yes.
So helpful. Okay. Online dating conundrum. Dear Emily, I love your show. It makes my work days so much better. 3 months ago, I moved to a new city and I've been dating online. So far, I've met up with around 10 people and I felt a spark with just two of them. Both dates began with a fun dinner, drinks, and conversation that revealed that we can make each other laugh and have things in common. Then came some hot making out and in one case, a sleepover that didn't involve sex. I love that she's like telling us, like, don't worry, I didn't sleep with them.
Very specific.
I don't care if you banged up, just use protection. Then in the days following the dates, crickets. Crickets. They did not follow up. In both cases, I sent a low-key thank you, referenced something funny that happened. We went out to indicate my interest and heard nothing back. I'm wondering, is there something about the energy I'm sending out that's turning off these men that I'm attracted to? Being new to the city, I don't know very many people, but stay busy with my work and personal projects and lead a very full and interesting life, which is the impression I try to give when getting to know someone. That being said, I go on dates because I very much want a relationship. That's not something I ever say verbally on a first date. This is so frustrating because I usually get asked out again by the guys whom I feel no chemistry. I've always dated and been attracted to emotionally unavailable men. So I'm sure this is part of the problem. How could I change the vibe I'm exuding? Best wishes and thank you, Lauren, age 27, listening in overcast Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lauren, this is a great question. I really appreciate it. And it's such a common scenario. It's like the disappearing man or the ghost, right? Got you ghosted,
ghosting,
right?
Yeah.
And women do it too, but we don't get it. We like scratch our heads. We had such a good date. He said he'd call and he doesn't call. And I know it can be really frustrating. And sometimes women, we even tend to like that guy more because they don't call, right? And we're wondering what happened. Like, why did he vanish? And why do men disappear? And there isn't just one answer to this, okay? Lauren, we don't know you. We haven't met you. And typically there are several reasons why a guy doesn't call. Mm-hmm. And typically just because they're really just, you know, they're not interested. They could have another girlfriend. They could have, you know, just have other things going on.
Met someone else the next day and they don't know how to tell you. Oh my gosh, that has happened to me several times where I'm like dating a guy, I don't hear from him, and I found out he just met someone like right after. Right. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, that means that they're better. There's someone better for you.
Exactly.
It's a silver lining for that.
It is a silver lining for that. And also, you know, you've probably had times, Lauren, where you weren't into someone and you just said, yeah, and then because you're into someone else. So, you know, you don't want to hurt feelings. So maybe they didn't want to hurt your feelings. But there's no really easy way to say right there, you're nice, but no, because no one wants to have that conversation mm-hmm. in the moment. So I also, and Madison and I talked about this, and you might disagree with me, Madison, but I suggest not sending the thank you text after. Now, this is something that I'm a huge, like, thank you. I have great manners. I thank people all the time for things that they do. But these days when it comes to dating, I feel that sometimes and I am a feminist. Yeah. I believe that women should ask men out. I do. But sometimes I think maybe in your text, the follow-up the next day, and this is from polling. This is like talking to guy friends across the board. And they're like, oh, well, there could be something in their minds. It's not even conscious. Well, she already knows she's interested. She wants me to ask her out again. And they feel this weird pressure. And I would just say wait against that. Because if he likes you, he's going to contact you either way.
Yeah. I don't think, honestly, I understand where you're coming from. I don't think that it's anti-feminist to be like, hey, guys don't respond well to this. That doesn't mean like, yeah, you can keep doing you. You can keep sending out those thank you texts. You can send all of your one night stands home with a beautifully written, handwritten thank you note. But if it starts to like time and time again, it doesn't work out, you should try something different.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you're not a feminist. It doesn't mean that you're not strong or independent or confident, any of that. It just means like, hey, if it's not working out, maybe you want to try something different.
Right. And so that's a good point. I would just strike that from your patterns there. And you also mentioned the guys you weren't interested in all came back around for more dates, but the two you were drawn to disappeared. And then she also mentioned, Lauren, you mentioned that emotionally she's attracted to the emotionally unavailable. So I'm assuming the guys that you had these little, you know, hookups with, kisses, might have been like these emotionally unavailable men.
Got a bad picker.
Bad picker. Your picker could be broken. And that just means that the guys that you're naturally attracted to are not necessarily the right guys for you.
Or they're not looking for what you're looking for.
Exactly. They're not, clearly not, because they're not following up with you. So, and the other thing is that, okay, let's go back to the picker thing first. And there's another point is that, you know, it just means that you're drawn to men that aren't good for you. And as you mentioned, you're attracted to the type of guys who are more like to ghost and don't call back. So duty dating, we talk about this a lot. Going out with the guys that you wouldn't normally pursue. Like the guy who you're looking at across the bar and your eyes are like, you're like, oh, he's the one. That's when you turn the other way. But if you're dating online too, maybe there's a guy that you're like, oh, he doesn't have this or that. And maybe you just try to duty date this guy. You're like, I'm just going to match with him. He doesn't look like my guy, but there could be something there. Mm-hmm. And this helps you practice just dating.
Mm-hmm.
Dating other types of people, figure out what works and doesn't, and you can end up meeting another guy that you like.
It's totally true. Lori, one of the girls in the office, Lori, she actually just wrote a really great blog about how she taught herself how to duty date because she was repeatedly interested in these guys that, like, you know, weren't doing well for her and weren't serving her very well, weren't helping her grow. So she started seeing a guy who she wasn't immediately drawn to. And after the first date, she was like, he's amazing. I don't know why I wouldn't have given him a chance otherwise. That's just how it works. You think that you know what you want, but you could be wrong.
Right. That is a great blog. And Lori, I mean, it's funny because she's worked, 6 months in the office or something. And I have seen a change in her because she's getting over a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And her blog, you should check it out. The blog is called Self-Taught Lessons in Sex and Self-Love. It's a great blog. It talks about her patterns because a lot of us just think we're stuck and we can't change these patterns. So, Lauren, I do think this would be helpful for you. And then also, the other point I wanted to make is, this is the other thing. You're showing how busy your life is and you have a full life. It might also sound like you don't have a lot of free time to date. Mm-hmm. And that could also be intimidating. So maybe just try to talk about some of your personal interests and things that you like doing as well. But mm-hmm. I think these are some good, you know, mm-hmm. some good points to be learned. I think it's great that you're in a new city and you're out there dating, but just don't get too tripped up on the guys that don't call. Like, you got to just keep moving. It's a numbers game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? So that's what we got to say. Anything else? Okay.
I think that's just good tips for anybody online dating. Mm-hmm. Honestly, not just you learn, but like everyone could learn for a little bit of this. Just like duty dating, all of that. I think a lot of girls suffer this exact same scenario.
Exactly. We've all been through it. Mm-hmm. And that's how everyone's dating now. So, okay. Hi, Emily. I listened to your podcast through the Pod Cruncher app. I recently started dating a guy, and although the sex is great, he's very vanilla. I love his body, and he definitely knows how to use it, but sometimes I just want to get down and dirty instead of making romantic love. It seems like every time I try to take control and switch positions, he always pulls me back to missionary. I keep picturing her like on top, and he's like, yeah. Whoop! How can I encourage him to just fuck the shit out of me on occasion? Thanks, Rosa, 23 years old, Phoenix, Arizona. God damn, every woman, like, how do you get a guy to fuck? It's like a public, so how can you funny. Get guys to fuck the shit out of you?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm just thankful to Rosa for writing that so you got to say that on air, because that made me happy. I feel like you never say stuff like that.
I try not to swear usually, but I was like, I try not to cuss. I just do it every other waking moment of my day.
For emphasis, though, that was good.
But
it
is true, because the truth is, I think there's a lot of women who's like, why won't you just throw me on the bed and take my clothes off? Like, and then women are like, oh, but does that mean he wants to rape? Guys like, I don't get it. Aggressive. There's a fine line. Mm-hmm. There really is a fine line. And it's very hard to ask for the kind of sex that you want. But that's what having great sex doesn't just drop on your lap. Mm-hmm. And if you are with someone right now, let's say you've been together a month or two, and you think, oh, it's the best sex ever. Believe me, eventually we all have to have a conversation about what we want. At the beginning, it can be great, you know, a lot of times, but there's going to be some tweaks. So I get that it's frustrating. And you've even tried, which I appreciate. She's tried to get on top, and he only throws her down to get it back on bottom.
I just picture him, like, putting her in the sleeper hold and kind of, like, moving her back underneath him.
I mean, there could be so many reasons, like, why he might have – I mean, who knows? 23, maybe he hasn't had a lot of experience. Makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys just aren't confident enough to really, like, be able to take control of that because they don't know how you're going to respond to it. And their biggest fear is you know, freaking out. Maybe they had, like, a past girlfriend who wasn't into that.
That's a big one. A lot of men learn mistakenly, and this is something that, you know, for 10 years I remember – at the beginning I see this all the time, and it's funny because we were talking about this yesterday, that it is true that so many men, they think that just because what their other partner wanted, you know, she only liked missionary, she only came this way, she didn't like dirty talk, that that's what every single woman they ever date is going to want. And I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you that this is good to know, every woman's different, every single body's different, what they want is different, so that could be it as well. And so it's women's duty to let their partner know what they like. But there's an approach. You got to do it because feedback is hard.
You can't just be like mid-sex and he wrestles you down to a missionary and you're like, no, just fuck me from behind.
Exactly, like, exactly. Fuck me from behind now. Yeah. Because typically when we're in the bedroom, like, our mind's in an altered state. We're not taking in new information. Like, if you tried to give me directions or told me something, I wouldn't hear you, okay? Don't talk to me in the bedroom. So it's outside the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Neutral situation. I always think the car is great. You're on a road trip. You're having breakfast.
You're not looking at each other. That's what I think Charlie Glickman said, right?
You don't have to look at each other. Exactly. Yeah, because sometimes the eye contact thing is hard. So also, whenever you're having these conversations about sex, you want to approach it like it's not like it's the end of the world. Like, we need to talk. This is what's happening. It's like you want to keep it fun and light. And, you know, you can also, like, make it into a fantasy. Like, not, you know, tell them, like, that it really turned you on. Like, what would be so, you know, tell them, like, God, you know, our sex is, you know, it's so fun. I love having sex with you. And God, I think it'd be so fun. Like, you know, sometimes I kind of get on top, or, you know, what, she wants him to get to take control. It's just, she's
switching. She wants it to be dirty. She wants him to, like, you know, she wants him to really give it to her. And, like, maybe, like, I don't know exactly what dirty constitutes, but you need to figure that out first. What exactly do you want?
Do you know what you want? Right. Yeah. Do you know what dirtier means? I mean, she says F the shit out of you, but, like, have you guys, why? I'm like, I'll say F, but I'll say shit. do you guys ever, I don't know. He probably watches porn. I'm assuming most guys do. I mean, maybe he's really against it, but it could be fun just to say, babe, how long have they been together?
I don't know.
Doesn't say. Okay, so here's the thing. When you're having this talk with them, like, you know, our sex is so fun. Let's do something fun together. Let's have date night. Let's go to your, like, local sex toy store. Or you can even go online and go shopping. Go to adamandeve.com and be like, hey, I was listening to this podcast. We get, you know, it was a special deal. And pick out things together that you want to try and what interests him. Talk about, like, things like, what's his number one fantasy that he's had that he hasn't tried? Because we all have fantasies, right? Mm-hmm. Especially men. And some women have them, but they're not even quite aware of them. So you could be like, yeah, you know what I think would be really hot? Like if you like told me, you talked dirty to me. Mm-hmm. Or if we actually watch porn together, or I've got this great toy and we could use it and you make it fun. Like this is something fun. This will even like elevate our sex life because I want to keep trying new things with you because I'm so turned on by you. Mm-hmm. You just get my blood boiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good thing, right? Not anger. You get me going and you get me so turned on that I just think this would just rock both our worlds. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's like the sexy bucket list and you just start talking about it. And once it going, the conversation will flow. Now, if he shuts you down and he's not comfortable talking about it, then we've got another problem here. Yeah. But hopefully he'll be open to it because you haven't tried yet.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes guys aren't good at reading the signs. He got it full on right in the eye. Hey, this is what I want. Can you do this for me?
Exactly. And variety, you know, is the spice of every sex life. So just remember that you could be having the best sex of your life right now, but you're still going to want to switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
No, totally.
Yeah. So this is all for switching up and trying new things. Just guys, remember that. If you're in a relationship, you're like, oh, but it's hard. No. It's like saying like every night your partner's been serving you spaghetti for dinner. And you're like, I'm so goddamn sick of spaghetti. Like spaghetti's fine. It's good for you. But like sometimes, you know, I want chicken. Like it's just like anything. If you're having sex the same way, you're going to want something else. So that is how I feel about that very strongly. Okay. So, but now I'm going to tell you something else that's really important. Oh, here's what it is. Speaking of sex toy shopping, which is a great time to go shopping right now.
I think so.
Holidays. So if you're not getting enough, like Lauren, I bet you'd love a little bit more because who doesn't want a little more action in the bedroom? AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. 10. Who gives you 10 free anything? First, you get a sexy surprise for her. And then you get a specially selected toy for him. And then a little something for both of you. Plus 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. Number 10, free shipping on your entire order. I hate when they gouge you for shipping. It makes me crazy. That's 10 free gifts. You get to select any one item. You can get adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie. You can get a game. I love all these sex games they have in their site. Like they're like fun, like card games you can play. Or you can play board games about what you both want in the bedroom. So you don't have to have the conversation. It's like, would you rather try this or that? So just check it out. Go to adamandeve.com. Enter code Emily at checkout. You get 10 free gifts, free shipping when you enter offer code Emily. So go do that and have a happy, happy, sexy holiday. Yeah. Also, I need to tell you about the In Control Intensity. This is the Intensity by Pour Moi. This has been a game changer for my life this year. I have to say, so many of you has also jumped on the Intensity train, sexploring a new you. This is the toy I've told you about. It's a health invention, genius health invention, and a toy that looks like a rabbit. It is a rabbit vibrator. Mm-hmm. I mean, like it looks like one, and it's not.
It only appears to be a rabbit vibrator.
It appears to be a rabbit vibrator, but it turns into a crocodile. No, it is a rabbit vibrator, and it has improved and changed my sex life because I've talked about the importance of Kegels for years, that you just got to strengthen your pelvic floor. You just do. For women, it atrophies over time, meaning that you'll have less sensation. You won't be able to orgasm as easily. You have urinary incontinence. You sneeze. You pee. All that stuff. And your Kegels just help you have better sex no matter what age you are. And so this is just basically a toy vibrator that you put inside you for like 8 to 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. It does your Kegels for you. We both used it.
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing. You think that it's not going to feel like that. Like, I always thought I was doing my Kegels, but I was never actually doing my Kegels. The first time I put this thing in, I was like, oh, so that's what it's supposed to be. And right. That's what I keep hearing from people write in about it.
People squeeze their butt too much or their abs too much. Exactly. I have my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, which you could actually, it's a great companion to it because it reminds you every day. You can set a timer like 11 o'clock a.m., time for your Kegel Camp. And then you could track it, how many times you do it. It'll remind you. And the weird thing is that I always remember to do them now because I actually enjoy it. Like I love this product. I love this machine, this thing, because I have felt my sex life change. I'm having, between the Sibian and the In Control and the intensity, it's like stronger G-spot orgasms, everything. So check it out. Your partner will love it. You'll love it. It's go to pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I. It's pleasure with a purpose. Also, if you want to know more about the intensity, check out our sex toy review podcast, Sex Toy Review Intense and Unplugged.
And we have Emily Reviews the Intensity.
I have a new video.
That's brand new. Yeah, on YouTube. So if you're not following us on YouTube yet, you should pretty much get on that.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I'm just going to tell you this. This is the last time I'm going to tell you today. Instagram is Sex with Emily. We've got great stuff on there. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Sex with Emily, and our YouTube channel, Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
It rocks.
All around.
Okay. So emails. Emily, First off, I'm a longtime listener since 106.9 Free FM. That was 10 years ago. So yes, that is a longtime listener. You should get like a jacket or something. You're a huge fan. Thank you for being a huge fan. Anyway, I tried sounding for the first time about 6 months ago, and it's pretty much the best physical sensation I've ever felt. He's talking about urethral sounding. However, I've been trying to broach the subject with my girlfriend for 4 months, but I have no idea where to start. I've talked to others about it, and they all seem to cringe at the idea. Do you have any tips on how to maybe incorporate it into our sex life without freaking her out? Thanks a million, Josh.
Poor guy.
Okay, you want to talk about a bit of background on urethral sounding medicine? Go for it.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so I fell into a urethral sounding hole yesterday trying to learn exactly what this was.
Break it down for people.
I feel like it's very rare that we come across something where I'm like, I have no idea what the hell that is.
Wait, go for it.
So for a bit of background, urethral sounding is the act of inserting a rigid object into the urethra, usually some considerable distance. It started off as a medical procedure to help people be able to pee when their prostate was enlarged before they came out with medicine and all of that. However, now these tools known as sounds can also be used to achieve sexual pleasure. So, I mean, this sounds terrifying. And when you talk about it, people immediately kind of like sit a little further back from you. Like they don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, like we're talking about sticking in the tip of their penis. This is where the pee comes out.
But what people don't realize is that the inside of the urethra is also like packed with a bunch of nerve endings, kind of like the head of the penis. And so they sometimes respond pleasurably when stimulated. So sounding has gained a lot of popularity recently, especially for kinky sex, like in this kinky sex BDSM community, because it's a little bit of pleasure and pain and they get off on towing that line, right. Understandably so, but it's really dangerous.
It is dangerous, you guys. I mean, you do not, you know, like don't try this at home kind of thing, but yeah. I want to help them out here. Yeah. I want to help you out, Josh. But again, it takes practice. You could hurt yourself and this might be like, whoa. But really his question is, how does he talk to his girlfriend about it
for
4 months? And I wish that we lived on a different planet where you could just be like, hey, babe, I want to put this thing in my urethral. I'm going to try some urethral sounding and put this in my penis.
And I'd love it if you helped.
Yeah, let's do that. And then what do you have for dinner? But the truth is, in a relationship, to bring up, we heard this previously, talk about sex at all is can be challenging. And then to bring up this kinkier activities, it's just a whole nother level. But you can start the conversation just like anything else. You got to start small and work your way up. So no, you don't lead into, I'm going to stick this thing in my penis. How do you feel? Right.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do that. But you can also just start the conversation. So, hey, babe, God, these last 4 months have been so great. Like, what's the most, you know, the sexiest memory you have of us together? Like, ask her. Be like, what was the, and she'd be like, you know, I don't know.
That time when we had sex in the car outside of that party because we just couldn't wait till we got home.
Right.
Like, great.
So then you know, like, sharing. She likes desire. She likes the buildup. She likes that it was hot and in the car. So then you learn something and she might say, well, what about you? And he could say, you might say, God, I love the way, you know, you give me a blowjob that night or something. Or who knows? I don't know what felt good for you. And this is how you started going. And then you could say, well, is there anything that you've been wanting to try? And she could say, God, you know, I just keep fantasizing about you throwing me down and fucking the shit out of me. Like that other one. No, but who knows? You never know what your partner's thinking because we don't easily offer up this information. We'll talk about our hobbies. We'll talk about what we want for Christmas or, you know, Hanukkah on our gift list. What's it called? What we want? Gift list?
Yeah.
I never had that. My family stopped. The whole world stopped with presents 30 years ago. But this is not going to be forthcoming. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is you might not get this out in the first conversation. This conversation, Josh, this is going to happen over time. But if you start by just saying, like, what do you like? What are your fantasies? You know, just like saying, like, sticking an object into your urethra does not come across well. Especially to someone who she's probably not so up in the world of kink.
And they're only 4 months into their relationship. I feel like that's fairly soon. I don't know. Not even with sex. Like, I try to hide my crazy for a good amount of time. There's, like, a crazy limit where you try to hide the things about yourself. You're normal. You're an everyday person. And then all of a sudden, like, 9, 10, 11 months in, all of a sudden you're like,
there's the crazy.
I'm actually kind of a little bit insane. But, like, you already like me, so we're attached.
Exactly. And that's what everyone does. Like, they say that it's your representative. They're dating your representative exactly. The first like year of a relationship.
And your representative does not stick things in his penis.
No, your representative does not. I get that. But you could also ask if she masturbates. Because I think mutual masturbation, I've always said, is one of my favorite tips for couples because you're, first of all, it's like foreplay. You're watching each other. You're both playing with yourselves, but you're watching each other. She can watch what you do. You watch what she does. You might even learn that she orgasms in different ways. Mm-hmm. And then eventually.
Yeah, you build up to it.
You'd be like, oh, you know, there's some sensitivity in here and see how cool she is about it. And then you might be able to, you know, who knows? Maybe she'll be sticking the sounding advice in your.
Maybe.
No, I've heard
it's good when if you have to control it because you know your penis and she does not. But then sometimes once you're comfortable with it and you've worked your way up to it, if she like masturbates you over it, it feels really good. again, we're going to have, when the show posts, check out the blog for it, because we're going to post some links to safe sounding kind of information.
The blog for the show.
Yeah, the blog for the show.
Yeah, and any products we ever talk about or any things that you want more about, there is a post on the website. I'm not sure a lot of people just download it directly from iTunes.
Yeah, but you can go to sexwithemily.com. There's like a whole blog with the description of what we talked about, and we'll include for this one, we'll include some links on sounding so everyone can have a safe time and isn't sticking random.
Safe and sound time.
Safe and sound, isn't sticking random objects
Please
at
don't.
Home.
God,
that would be my nightmare.
Don't try this at home. Yeah. This is a warning. Exactly. Okay.
One more
email. Yeah. Settling down after only one lover. Hi, Emily. I'm in my mid-20s, and I've been with only one girl my whole life. We've been together for 5 years, and she is the love of my life. But sometimes I'm wondering if this is unusual. When I was younger, I had many opportunities, but for some reason, I never closed the deal. My friends that had many sexual relationships, they feel more fulfilled, and they are better able to settle down. Do you think this is weird? Thank you. Love your podcast, Phil. This question is loaded on a lot of levels, and it's also a common conundrum that a lot of people who find love in their early 20s debate. Well, so first of all, what he's doing, he's comparing himself to others, which is not a great habit to look into, because it's that grass always greener. Mm-hmm. Oh, they look so happy. My friend slept with 50 chicks before it. And look at him settling down. He's so happy because he, not had all these notches on his bedpost where I do not. You never know what's going on in someone else's relationship. Mm-hmm. So right now they're happy, but who knows what's going to happen. So stop looking that way, Phil. That's not going to help you. I need you to look inward. And I want you to pay attention to the fact that you use the word unusual. You said, is this unusual that I'm staying with this woman? Leads you to believe that maybe you're not that comfortable with the idea of only having been with one person yourself.
Yeah.
Which, again, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You are in your early 20s. You've been with one person. Maybe you're beating yourself up because you had opportunities. You're still carrying that baggage along with you, which you got to let go of. Don't beat yourself up for that. Nobody knows how to close deals. Mm-hmm. Some guys never learn it, but you had opportunities, whatever. You were young. You're learning. So don't let it be about that. But if you are kind of dwelling that you just haven't had other sex experiences, sit with this. The feelings might go away, but if they're real, it is okay to have them, and it doesn't mean that this amazing woman you're dating isn't amazing and great and perfect in all these ways. It just means you might want to taste what else is out there.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
It's a terrifying thought, too, being with someone and, like, having these questions. Like, oh, it doesn't mean that you love them any less. It just means, like, hey, you're a normal person. You look around, you're like, hey, everyone else is doing it. I never did. Is this going to be a problem later?
Right.
And if you feel like it is, you gotta address that.
Exactly. You do have to address it because it's not going to go away. And I know when you're in your early, your first relationship and it feels like this is it and it's going to be everything. But it's, again, just pay attention to yourself. Either way, it's okay. Be honest with yourself and, see what happens. But again, lingering feelings keep coming up, then it might be time to take a break from the relationship.
Yeah.
You might need to get out there. So.
Yeah, only you know what's right.
Only you know. We can't tell you, but just know that it's not unusual, and you are who you are.
Stop comparing yourself to your friends, dude.
People do it all the time.
Honestly, it'll kill you. I gotta say, it does kill you. Their journey is totally different than your journey. Not to get all like.
No, it's true. Like, oh, everyone's journey is different, and believe me, whatever you think is going on is typically not even the case. Yeah. Everyone's got their own struggles and worries, and you just got to find out what relationship's right for you.
Absolutely. Then from the other side, the people who have been sleeping around for a long time might not feel as fulfilled. And they're looking at you thinking like, well, Phil's got it. He's been with this person for 5 years.
Exactly.
So it's just the grass is always greener.
We're just talking about that. Like, even people look at my Facebook like, wow, you're killing life. It's great. You're so busy. I'm like, I am. I'm doing what? Like, people just have different perceptions of what. I mean, not that I'm, life is good, but it's just funny what people tend to think, and just don't pay attention to that. That's why I know. All right. I don't like peruse all my friends' Facebook page, but I still don't have time.
Oh, I do.
But people all the time, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah. I think Facebook, like, there should be Facebook therapists, because people are like tormenting themselves. Like, everyone's getting engaged. Depends what, like, you're not, or maybe your friends are getting engaged.
Oh, all my friends are getting engaged and having children and things like that. Yeah. They're like all on their way. And I'm just sitting here like, that's fun. Like, I burnt a bagel this morning.
Right. And all my friends are getting divorced. It's good. That's what you're seeing on Facebook. It's a good time.
Yeah.
But no, not that's not true at all. But it's just, there's different stages of life. And again, be happy for your friends. But remember, just, keep living your life and doing what feels good to you. Because it can just bring it down. And these holidays, I want everyone to be happy and have a good holiday. And
true.
Take care of yourself and do things for yourself. And happy holidays. Thank you, Madison.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God. I love having you. Check out Madison everywhere. Thank you, Madison producer. She makes it all happen. And thank you to Lori and Alyssa, also an intern, Jamie. And we are looking for a social media marketing intern. Yes. And you want you to be in the, I was going to say Bay Area. I don't know where. The Los Angeles area, Orange yes. County, wherever you are. We're in Hollywood, so you got to commute to us. And it's 3 days a week.
Yes. You'll be working with me. Yeah.
Madison, who friggin' rocks. Madison actually started as an intern.
Yeah, this was my job, guys. You're going to be filling some shoes. And that's not as scary as
it sounds. Now she runs the place. So, yeah, social media experience.
Yeah, we're looking for someone. If you have social media experience, it's a huge plus because, we need help with that. We need help with writing, great, strong written and communication skills. And we have a good time. Like, we really do. This internship is so much fun. It's not like your average, you know, studio internship. You get to do a lot. You get to try a lot of sex toys.
Yeah, a lot of sex toys. We get lunch, drinks.
Yeah, and, exactly. We have a good time.
You might have orgasms you never knew you could have. Totally. Happens at Lori. Check out her blog. She had never had a multiple orgasm, and then she had one after being an intern. So it's a good time.
Yeah.
So email us at go to internships.com or intern match.
Yeah.
And they just search Sex with Emily.
Yeah. Or you can send them in to feedback@sexwithemily.com. But we got to have a cover letter and a resume.
A resume and writing samples.
Very important. Yeah. Very important.
So. Right. Okay. Check it. Because if you don't do any of that, we're just going to delete you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Happy holidays. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, it's that time of year. Happy holidays and time to talk about your penis. and your hands, for that matter. Has your self-loving felt a little lackluster lately? Do you want to mix up your masturbation, guys? Because, you know, I'm always talking about ways for women to mix it up. You guys deserve it, too. You could possibly, if you choose, feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even if you don't have a partner. The Fleshlight makes this dream come true. It's a male masturbation sleeve. You can use it solo or with a partner. It simulates the sensations of real sex. It was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And I don't know. I got to throw this to Madison.
She and
her boyfriend have had some good times with it. And the Quick Shot, which is their new product.
Yeah, they have a new nude product. It's like the Fleshlight, but it's open on both ends. It's a little smaller. And it is, I mean, like, the Fleshlight is great for male masturbation. I feel like that's really what it was created for. And the Quick Shot is really fun for couples. It's a lot less intimidating if you're afraid of, like, you know, grabbing like a full size Fleshlight. It's way less intimidating. And I actually just wrote a blog. I hate giving hand jobs. And now the Quick Shot is like my best friend because it makes hand jobs so much easier and so much more fun.
It's open ended. It's smaller. And it like goes around. You could use it in your hand.
Yeah. It like wraps around your penis completely. It's still got that like super skin material.
It's like a handy helper.
It is. I think that's what it's called. Oh no. It's Confessions of a Hand Job Hater.
But it could also be a good, it could be blowjob helper.
Blowjobs too. Yeah.
It's amazing. And he loves it, right?
Yeah, this thing is friggin' incredible.
Use some lube. Yeah. It's a good time. Let's just make penis time good time.
Yeah.
Fun times.
And when you go to Fleshlight.com and you buy it, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner. When you enter code Emily at checkout, you get a free bottle of Flesh Lube also.
It's award-winning lube.
Yeah, it's award-winning. It's great. It goes with all of your toys because it's water-based, so it's safe to use with anything.
That's great. Okay, check it out, you guys. That's a great stocking stuffer. Stuff it with a Quick Shot. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Love you. Bye.